Immigrants from many countries came to the U.S. during the 19th century, but the young men from this country often came because the farms in their homeland were simply too small to support more people. Their story is today's American Countryside, sponsored by AgroLiquid. No matter how you apply fertilizer, AgroLiquid products will maximize your yield potential effectively and economically. Go to agroliquid.com.
There are a ton of companies jumping on the low-salt, micronutrient, high-efficiency bandwagon. It's like they discovered something new. That's what we've been doing for over 30 years. Don't be a guinea pig. Decades of research and millions of acres have gone into developing AgroLiquid's full line of fertilizers. With all the mergers and buyouts in this industry, it's nice to know there are some things you can count on. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition. It's who we've always been. AgroLiquid, same great company, just easier to say our name. Visit agroliquid.com.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting fertilizer biocatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of the nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound up in the soil. Release more nutrition. Expect more results with Titan XC from Crop Protection Services. Always read and follow label directions.
When you think of the nationalities who immigrated to this country in the 19th century, this small country saw many come to America.
For most Danish immigrants who came to the United States, they were motivated by economic opportunity.
Tove Brandt is a curator at the Danish American Museum in Elkhorn, Iowa. In Denmark, there was a shortage of jobs and of land.
We have limited farm space, and those farms can only be so small to support a family. So a family with multiple children might decide that they can't split that farm so that everyone gets a piece of it. Maybe only the oldest son is going to inherit.
Some children of those families might decide to leave the farm but remain in the country. But that was a difficult choice as well.
There's not enough opportunities in the cities yet to absorb that huge migration of people from rural areas. So a lot of people will go on to the United States where there's open land. The Homestead Act becomes a major incentive for people to settle through the Great Plains and farther west.
Interestingly, the initial immigration from Denmark was not so much for a lack of land, but rather for want of a new church.
The first wave of Danish immigration comes in the 1850s with Mormon converts. When a constitutional change in Denmark allowed a variety and freedom of religion, Mormon missionaries come to Denmark very early, and they're quite successful.
This small Iowa town captures the spirit of the Danes in many ways. More of that story next time as we travel the countryside. In Elkhorn, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCrae.